Welcome. Parshat Hazinu, right after Moshe and Yoshua read the words of the Shira of the poem to Am Yisrael, so Moshe tells them, Simu Levavchem, set your heart to these words, and why? Ki lo davare kumikem. It is not something that is empty, it is not something that's vain, it is not something that's meaningless. So what Rashi continues, for example, the Pasuk tells us, V'achot Lotan Timna, in Rishon Lamed, the Pasuk tells us that Lotan's sister was Timna. And this is, by the way, Chazal's go-to phrase for something that would be seemingly meaningless. I once heard Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal use a phrase that a Sefer Torah that's missing V'achot Lotan Timna is as possible as one that's missing Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, obviously words that are full of import, full of meaning for us, and Achot Lotan Timna is ones that are seeming less meaningful. And when you have tshuvas discussing things like halachos of Sefer Torah and learning, they'll often use Achot Lotan Timna as those words. So Rashi here is saying, even learning Achot Lotan Timna, which would seemingly be meaningless, well, it is meaningful, because also in Brishul Amid Bet, we're told that Timna married Esav's son Eliphaz. She was his Pilegesh. And what was her rationale? The Midrash tells us that she said, well, if I can't marry Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you know, the really great people, let me at least be connected to them somehow. So let me be a Pilegesh to Eliphaz. Let me somehow be Midabek and Bizarro Shel Avram. So Moshe Feinstein says, how is this Limud, right? What's the matan schar in this? Well, how do we know that this is not a davarik? What does it matter if the malachim of the Akum wanted to cling to the zera of Avram or not? So Moshe Feinstein obviously answers that, don't worry. His answer is, of course, it's very meaningful. And the question is, what's its meaning? And Moshe Feinstein answers that it's to teach us to never give up, even when it seems people are so moved, karlach, all the Yisurim. Even people who are seemingly are not following the path of the Torah, they're not following the path of Hashem, and they're living a life of sin, they're living a life doing lots of Yisurim, nonetheless, if you teach them nicely, if you educate them, and you explain it nicely and clearly, and more important than that, if you yourself act in a way that is so yashar and so proper, everybody will see it and they'll go, whoa, the way that guy acts, that's tov yashar. That's the proper way to act. That works, says Moshe Feinstein, even to those people who we consider mufkar l'chol yisur. And the proof is that even all the leaders and all the kings who were ovdei avodah zarah and doing every isser in the book, even those people knew better to go on Avram's path. Avram's way is better. They saw Avram Avinu, they met Avram Avinu, they said, wow, okay, that's not for me. I enjoy my life of sin, maybe, or maybe it is for me, and I should be doing that. But they saw Avram Avinu, and they said, his way is better, so much so that she was willing to cling to Avram Avinu's Zera in any way possible, even if he meant being a Pilegesh to Esav's son Eliphaz, who was by no means a righteous person, but he was loosely connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, she just wanted to cling to Avram Avinu Zera. And that lesson, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is ki lo davareku mekem. It's not meaningless. Even when you read the words, Acholton Lotan Timna, you go, what's the matter if Lotan's sister was Timna? And the answer is, well, it does matter. We see, because Timna married Eliphaz's son, which teaches us the important lesson that if we all act properly, the way we act, and the way we compose ourselves, and the way we go through life, broadcasts to everyone that the way of Hashem, the way of Torah, is a way of Tov, and of Yashrut, so that's a message that's very, very important, and it's so effective, it will teach everybody else that the way of Avraham Avinu, the way of the Torah, is a way of Tov Yashar, and they'll want to be like us, and they'll want to cling to us, and they'll want to be mushba by us. So we should be zocha to all improve our actions to a way that all of our actions are broadcasting the message that the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov yashar.